You're listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip.
Today is April 24th, and we are reading out of the book of Romans and the Gospel of Mark. As we open the scriptures, take this time to pause, be still, and focus on God's word and his presence. A reading from the book of Romans. The spirit you received does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. Romans chapter 8, verse 15. A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed that if possible, the hour might pass from him. Abba, Father, he said, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. Mark chapter 14, verses 35 and 36. Thanks be to God for the power of his word. Jesus was a son. Understanding Jesus's relationship to his father is essential to understanding who Jesus is. When Jesus prayed in this passage, he used the word Abba, which is the Aramaic word for dad. When Jesus uttered his father's name in both terms, it revealed a love, both in his heart language and in the common language of the day, and it represents Jesus talking to God in the most personal of terms. Jesus talked to his father as a loving son would talk to his dad. The circumstances of this conversation were dire. Jesus was talking about the hour and the cup he was to drink, which foreshadowed his impending death. Figuratively, the cup held God's judgment for the sin of the world. Jesus knew that he had to drink it in order to fulfill the Father's plan for his life, for the redemption of his people. In Jesus' suffering, we discover a wonderful truth about God's love. Our Heavenly Father works everything together for the greatest good in the long run, even if that good requires difficult seasons for his children in the short run. The presence of pain and suffering does not negate the goodness of God as a father to his children. Instead, God's presence is what helps carry his people through pain and suffering. Believers can look to God and call him dad as well. The spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for your sacrifice, which made it possible for me to know God as Abba, my perfect heavenly Father. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip. Passion Equip makes it easy for you to watch the most powerful messages of passion, relive moments of worship, and find articles and tracks that are specifically designed for the season of life you're in and the questions you have. To access thousands and thousands of resources, all designed to encourage you towards knowing God above all else, visit PassionEquip.com today.